Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Larson out at Chip Ganassi Racing. Kyle Larson is out at Chip Ganassi Racing as of Tuesday morning. Larson said the N-word when trying to connect with his spotter during the iRacing event, Monza Madness, on Sunday night. Larson released a video statement on Monday morning on his Twitter page expressing his sorrow.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. Last night I made a mistake and said the word that should never, ever be said. And there's no excuse for that. You know, I wasn't raised that way. You know, it's just an awful thing to say. And I feel very sorry for my family, my friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the African-American community. You know, I understand the damage is really unrepairable, and you all add up to that. But I just wanted to let you all know how sorry I am. And, you know, I hope everybody is staying safe during these crazy times. Thank you.
Chip Ganassi Racing released a statement on Tuesday with the following quote. After much consideration, Chip Ganassi Racing has determined that it will end its relationship with driver Kyle Larson. As we said before, the comments that Kyle made were both offensive and unacceptable, especially given the values of our organization. As we continue to evaluate the situation with all the relevant parties, it became obvious that this was only appropriate course of action to take. Stay tuned to FrontStretch.com for all the latest surrounding the newest driver for Chip Ganassi Racing and the future of Kyle Larson. Number 2. IndyCar goes to Michigan. Monza Madness was not the only iRacing event on this past weekend, as the IndyCar series had round 3 of their iRacing challenge. This week's venue? That would be Michigan International Speedway, and there was a special driver that made the field. Former NASCAR driver and NBC Sports commentator Dale Earnhardt Jr. participated, and he finished a respectable third place. However, when it was all said and done, Simon Pagenaud, who was running in his full fire suit, took the checkered flag in a fuel mileage race. Next up for them, they'll be going worldwide virtually, as they will be taking to the track at Twin Rig Motegi in Japan. You can catch that race this upcoming weekend on NBCSN. And number 3, Truck Series Night in America returns. Ryan Vargas has announced that the iRacing Truck Series Night in America will once again return, however, this time they'll be running at Richmond Raceway. This event is a follow-up to last month's race at the virtual Atlanta Motor Speedway, which saw the defending eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing champion Zach Novak win in the 100-lap feature. This time around, though, there's some heavy hitters. Among the drivers announced, Alexander Rossi, the Indianapolis 500 winner from a few years back, retired NASCAR driver Elliott Sadler, World of Outlaws driver David Gravel, NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers Harrison Burton, Jeffrey Earnhardt, Tommy Joe Martins, Myatt Snyder, and Anthony Alfredo, as well as the Gander RC and Outdoor Truck Series drivers Austin Hill, Spencer Boyd, and Austin Wayne Self. There will be 23 guaranteed entries, and then 20 more drivers will round out the field by advancing through the heats the night prior. Once again, this race will be broadcasted by Podium Esports on its Twitch channel. Well, that is it for this edition of Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan for FrontStretch.com. Don't forget to look us up on Twitter at FrontStretch, and then look me up on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. You can also join our growing FrontStretch podcast network by subscribing on iTunes. From all of us here at FrontStretch.com, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay home.